I would like to read you a couple of poems, if I may. A couple of fairly early poems, and then some very recent ones, just a few. It won't take long, and I promise you, you can get to the best picture of the year in a few minutes. This poem that I would like to read you is entitled Forms of the Earth at Abiquiu, and I wrote it several years ago, and I have to tell you a little bit about it. It is dedicated to George O'Keefe. And I met George O'Keefe in the very early 70s. It was like 1971 or 72. I was living in Santa Fe, and I admired her work very much, still do. And so I drove up, you know, full of, I was nervous great woman, great painter, one of the great artists of our time, and I was so nervous about meeting her. I went up and knocked on her door at Abiquiu, and she opened the door. She was dressed in a tuxedo. Her hair was swept severely back, even as mine is tonight. And she had these wonderful, big artist's hands. She was very beautiful, and she invited me into her house. And we sat in the living room, which was like a museum. She was doing her so-called rock paintings at the time. So she had rock paintings on the wall. And she showed me the fireplace, which she had built with her own hands. And there were window boxes filled with stones. She loved rocks, and she liked to go out into the riverbeds and pick up stones, and she filled window boxes with them. There were bones, of course. She loved bones, and so there were the skeletons, the skulls of cows and sheep and everything like that. There was a snake, the skeleton of a snake in a glass box. And so I was admiring all of this, and we were talking, and after about 30 minutes, George O'Keefe realized that she had neglected to offer me refreshment. So she got very fidgety, and she said, I'm so sorry, I've been remiss. What would you like to drink? And I couldn't have cared less. I was having, wonderful time. And I said, oh, I'm fine, please. But she persisted, you know, and she said, no, you must have something to drink. And so finally I said, well, I'll have a scotch and soda. And so she nodded with satisfaction, and she left the room. She went out in the direction of the kitchen, and she did not return. And I waited. And I waited. And I waited. And I became extremely uncomfortable. She was already well into her 80s, and I thought, oh dear, you know, what is she in trouble? Should I go and investigate, or should I stay here, you know, and wait? And then, to make matters worse, there came this din from the kitchen. Like the clanging of pots and pans, banging metal on metal, you know. And I didn't know what to think of this. And I was extremely uncomfortable. And, you know, I began to... Then she returned at long last. But she was more flustered than ever. And she said, oh dear, it's my maid's day off, and I don't know what she did with the key to the liquor pantry. And I was so relieved to see her that, you know, I said, oh, please, it doesn't matter. Please, don't go to any more trouble. I'm fine. Let's resume our conversation and so. But that 80-year-old woman had got it into her mind that I was going to have a drink. And to my distress, she excused herself again. She went out in the direction of the kitchen and she did not return. And I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And again, a din, the banging of pots and pans, noises that I cannot describe to you. And by that time, I had developed a tic under this eye. Beads of blood began to appeared on my forehead. You know, I was a wreck, a nervous wreck. And I wanted just to leave. I wanted to die. Whereupon Georgia O'Keeffe returned with my drink on a silver tray. And it turns out that this 80-odd-year-old woman, and this is true, had taken the pantry doors off at the hinges with a screwdriver. And I visited her several times after that. Those meetings were not nearly so excruciatingly painful. But I had to write a poem, of course, and dedicate it to Georgia O'Keeffe, and so I read it to you. By the way, another footnote is that when she died, on the day she died, I was giving a reading at Bucknell University, and I had this poem. And so I was able to read it as a kind of commemoration, which was a thing of which I'm grateful, for which I'm grateful. It's called Forms of the Earth at Abiquiu. I imagine the time of our meeting there among the forms of the earth at Abiquiu, and other times that followed from the one, an easy conjugation of stories and late luncheons of wine and cheese. All around there were beautiful objects, clean and precise in their beauty, like bone. Indeed, bone, a snake in the filaments of bone, the skulls of cows and sheep, and the many smooth stones in the window in the flat winter light were beautiful. I wanted to feel the sun in the stones, the ashen, far-flung winter sun. Then in those days, too, I made you the gift of a small brown stone, and you described it with the tips of your fingers and knew at once that it was beautiful. At once, accordingly, you knew, as you knew the forms of the earth at Abiquiu, that time involves them and they bear away beautiful, various, remote, in failing light and the coming of cold.